Okay, quiet in the studio. We know that everybody's unhappy because the rain has come down. Yes, rain, stay in Spain. That's what I say. Here we go. Well, good evening. This is AbFab or AbFlab. Yes, I know that I put on a little bit of weight. And I'm catching up to the gazelle, I think.
A little bit.
I'm wasting away. It's a 16 stone, I'll have you know.
Oh, God. Well, we know everybody's in the house. Statsman, just say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Of course, our lovely listeners. Hope they're all well.
Yes. And the graceful gazelle, as ever. How is the grazing at the moment, sir?
It's going very well, and I'm just looking over to Grace again because I'm getting very, 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 very restless at the minute, and I need some new grass.
Do you know, there are so many people thinking about leaving this country and just dumping it, you know, because of everything that's going on. I mean, can you blame them? Can you blame them?
No.
I mean, be honest with yourself, you know, with what's going on.
The place is an absolute hellhole, and I never thought I'd say that.
Yep, absolutely. And what's it coming to when certain things are happening in this country? Like, for example, what is the world coming to? And I know we're going to be speaking about this in more detail, but that $1.8 billion debt is now coming into question in Warrington, sir. Wah, wah, wah.
And about time, too. This has been going on for months, which I'll bring up a little bit later.
I'm telling you, Rusty has got some questions to answer there, hasn't he?
He was there at the counts last week, and they were all laughing and joking and hugging.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that way after the investigation. But anyway, here's another name, investigation. Let me get my tongue around my teeth. Police make contact with Angela Rayner over her two homes row. How about that? They are interviewing. All right. And the Labour deputy faces a quizzing by officers over her two homes. Is this a bit overkill, or do you think there's definitely something to it?
Well, I don't know, but I've seen something about Sir Keir was hugging her the other day, and he mentioned something about a semi. So I don't know whether it was two houses or not, or just the one.
Gazelle! So, Gazelle, stop that now! Stop that! Go ahead, Statsman. Put some common sense into this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's another sideshow, isn't it? Look, MPs have been fleecing the public purse for years. I mean, look at all that COVID stuff. The Conservatives just made a fortune and made all the mates rich. Can we not go after the big money, please? Because this is just boring now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it's just a political thing, isn't it? So.
Well, here's one. You couldn't make this up. Are you ready? Councils are that are now banning you from their car parks if your vehicle is too long.
Your vehicle's too long.
That's right. Five councils have banned vehicles over 5 meters from using public car parks. Their public car parks. And I'm talking about councils like Thurrock.
Their car parks. No, our car parks.
Our car parks. Well, as far as they're concerned, they consider it their car parks.
No, we pay them their wages to run the council. Our car parks. We'll get them back eventually, like the whole country.
So
just keep reminding these people, it's not yours, it's ours.
Well, they're limiting it to 5 meters, which is shorter than a Range Rover and a Mercedes-Benz S-Class. How about that?
Well, the chief execs won't be able to park in their own car parks then, doesn't he? Have some of that.
Literally, the rest of the councils in the country are saying they've got no plans to do it. But what I'm thinking of is that if they find a way to charge them for parking longer cars.
Oh, here we go.
And then the next minute, all the rest of the councils in the country will say, yeah, that's a great idea. So everybody with the Range Rovers and any car that's over 5 meters, they're going to charge them extra to park there and on their car parks. How about that? That's what I think is going. That's a prediction.
I can actually see that point because I have parked up when I go to, you know, your Birchwood or you go to your Aldi and what have you. And I have actually seen these whopping big 4x4s with the, like, a little trailers on the back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do actually take up two spaces.
Yeah, but they're paying see that. They're paying massive insurance. They're keeping the economy going. And did you know that you don't actually own that car? Did you know that? Even if you've bought it outright, you don't own that car.
No, because you're just the registered keeper, that's why.
Ah.
They'll take that car whenever they want.
But did you know that if you buy a new car outright, the DVLA are given the original document of the car and they don't release it to you? They just keep it there. So in actual fact, the government are the owners of the car.
Oh, nothing. Be happy.
Hold on. Hang on.
It's the truth. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you any lies.
The government are the actual owner of my car.
Correct. That's how they actually charge you tax.
Well, that's okay then, because I want my steering bearings doing, and we're looking around £400.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, if they own my car, they can get my car right to get it on the MOT, so they can pay for the steering bearings.
Well, I heard an interview between a chap and the DVLA, and he said, look, I can't read all right, but I'm buying a car outright. And the document, I believe, is with you. Now, why have you got the original document of the car from the manufacturer if I've bought the car? And they said, well, well, if you do want it, you've got to fill in a form V888 or something like this. And he went, I just told you I cannot read or write, and I haven't got anybody here to actually sort it out. So all I want to know is, why have you got the document, the original document, to my car? Go ahead.
Sorry to nitpick, but I would have said, if you can't read and write, mate, you shouldn't be driving because you've got to read signs and do a written test. So I think you're lying, mate.
Well, it could be that. But anyway, there you go. That's the truth on that one.
Well, they own you as a person as well via your birth certificate, but that's another debate.
Okay, well, all right. Well, here's one that really, really struck a lovely chord with me. Right. There was a student at the University of Liverpool who went around with a big loudspeaker at 3 a.m. in the morning and started blasting all the pro-Palestinians with Rule Britannia. And he was shouting out and screaming the words, Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britain
excellent.
Never, never, never shall be slaves. And he was waking them up at 3 a.m. in the morning. And he thought, give them a taste of their own medicine. They didn't like it. They didn't like it at all. You know?
They don't like, there's not much they do like, is there? Screaming banshees about everything these days.
Legend. And that's at the University of Liverpool because they're camping on site. The Palestinian protesters are camping on site.
They're all in a meltdown over a flipping song contest. It's like, well, you're all voting for Israel, but you're not voting for Britain. Jesus, I just pointed out, mate, no one votes for Britain. We don't care about a silly song contest. We're just voting for Israel to wind people like you up, and it's working before the votes even come in.
Whatever.
Well, I do actually like this song contest only because I have a little flutter on it, and I had Switzerland and Ukraine last night.
Oh, right. Right on the button.
I got there. I picked up £47 this morning. Thank you very much.
Hey, shouldn't be saying that. The tax man will be looking for a piece of that action.
No, nope,
all tax-free. Nope. All tax-free.
Tax-free.
All right, okay. Well, I just want to say that I'm a little bit fed up of seeing very, very feminine men on stage.
I was about to say, don't stop looking in the mirror.
Get lost. Right. The Raven is dead. Long live Abflab. Okay.
I was wondering where the Raven had gone, and now you've answered that.
Long live Abflab. Anyway, I'm looking, I'm just saying, this guy is wearing a dress. Now, it's okay for a Scotsman to wear a dress, it's okay. That's masculine. But for a guy, you know, to be wearing a dress. What about that Ollie guy wearing a bra? What the hell are we doing in this country? All we're doing is just promoting feminine men.
Who was wearing a bra when? What?
When he was doing these, you know, the English entry, and everybody would be saying to me, that's the way that it is. No, Jesus Christ. Whatever happened to the Engelbert Humperdincks?
Didn't do too good, did he?
I mean, all right, you're saying, all right, Tom Jones.
And Tom Joneses, where are they? Where are real men? I mean,
What did Tom Jones do with all the knickers? That's what I wanted to know.
What a turnaround this has been. So Tom Jones used to have knickers thrown at him, and now the acts are wearing bras. It's like, what the hell has happened?
I know. It's just, it's teaching kids to say, well, yeah, it's okay to be extremely effeminate and, you know, you can act like a woman and all the rest of that stuff. Get lost. Let's get some real men up there. We want some of the shows where, like, so that the women are getting slapped around and told to go out and do the shopping, and the men are coming on and they're beating the crap out of all the rest of the enemies.
I blame Monty Python for this.
Oh, don't. Have you seen that Camp Army thing?
I blame Mr. Tumble, me.
Yeah, this. Because I remember now, he sprang to mind actually, and I think they started it all in the 80s. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay, and I work all night and I work all day.
Yeah, real men.
Remember that one?
Real men. Those were the days. Not like this. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not into that. There is a big difference.
Just before we move on, was it just a bra? Did you have anything else on?
Well, he reminded me a bit of Sam Smith, really. You know, and he was a them, they, or whatever. Skip to all that, you know, those pronouns crap.
Them, they had a bra on?
Yep.
Okay, slightly confused, but anyway, moving on.
You know, there you go. So that is this. And the women on Eurovision, God, they look gorgeous. Really feminine.
Sure they were women?
Yes, they were. They were. Okay. And they looked really gorgeous. And it just, I don't know. I'm afraid I can't
tell anymore. And the more I drink, the more I get frightened.
Hey, this might work in masculine men's favor. The less masculine men, the more chance we've got.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, come on. Let's get it on. I mean, is Putin going to be really, really that frightened of what we're going to put forward? Because, I mean, you know, if I was in the army, I'd put all these pussies out there first. Go ahead. Get out there. We know that you can do the job. Tell them you'll do the makeup for them. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's everybody over the trenches and away we go. Hi!
No, maybe that's where
God help us.
Ukraine are going wrong, then, eh?
No.
I'd have this sewn up within weeks if he'd sent them over.
Putin must be absolutely laughing right down to his socks. Anyway, okay, well, there's just one other that I really, really want to tell you about, and that is a law student, Dana Abu Kamar, a Palestinian activist with the Friends of Palestine at the University of Manchester, has had her student visa revoked. She mentions freedom of expression is a fundamental human right. Well, not now, baby. And that's it. It's goodbye. Goodbye. And her fellow Palestinian PhD candidate, Miss Amina El Ashkar, has also had her her visa revoked. So I tell you now, it's starting to change. People are starting to realize that this is it. I'm wondering if the Home Office and all those civil servants in there are starting to get a little bit rousted by the people up at the top and saying, you will do this and you will not actually let those things go. Because the civil service is where the real bottlenecks are. And everybody knows it. And nobody's willing to actually say it. So there you go. Anyway.
Things are slightly starting to change, aren't they?
Yeah.
They decided to take out the chest feeding and the woman, the person with a cervix. They are coming out of the NHS literature. So things are starting to move in our benefit at last.
Well, if I see Cheshire West and Chester pumping any more money into LGBTQ plus alphabet crews, then there is going to be some massive, massive problems, because Stats and I have been delving into a lot of things, haven't we, Stats? And we found out that there is a lot of failure going on at Cheshire West and Chester. And they don't like us for that.
Well, a surprise.
Well, they don't like us for it, do they, Stats?
No, quick plug. We did a podcast a few months back, didn't we? About the DEI or DIE or IED, whatever they're calling it this week.
Yeah.
Where we showed it was a total farce, and it was just all the certain characteristics had all the money pumped into them. You can guess which ones.
Yeah.
And it was working. In fact, it was having an adverse effect, I think.
Well, I think that it is our editorial intention to destroy all that crap and get it back to the way that it was. Real butter. A real bread. Delivered
proper
by...
proper men.
Yeah. Delivered by proper delivery boys. Ovis and all the rest of that stuff.
With a proper Madonna bra.
Get out of here. Oh, my word.
None of this flimsy, lacy stuff.
Oh, God. Wouldn't it be great? I still love Gene Hunt. I think that guy, Life on Mars, I think we need more of him. Hey, by the way.
He was actually good. I wouldn't say he's been one of the best chancellors, but he's pretty good.
No, he wasn't. You're talking about Gene Hunt off Life on Mars.
Yeah, he just gave us a big
rebate. You're talking about Jeremy Hunt.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sorry, got mixed up.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that I found the whole thing interesting, that everybody is starting to sort of move in the right directions now that we're getting closer to a general election. And I want to know from Statsman, because he is the man who knows, why is it that there are 18 demands from the Muslim Vote Group issued to Keir Starmer after dozens of pro-Gaza activists were elected to councils across the UK? Statsman, tell us what's going on.
Well, they live in a dream world and they've got ideas way above the station.
Oh.
So I think they think they've conquered the West already.
Especially that Green candidate. Jesus, what the hell does he think he's going on about?
Do we go through some of these? Because obviously, I don't think we've got time to read them all, but we can all pick a favourite if we want. Shall I go first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go on. Yes. I love these.
I'll pick one. Let me see. Ooh, where's the one about the guidance? They want the definition of extremism scrapped. I wonder why.
Oh.
It's like a burglar saying, can we just...
Was there any attachment to gun laws there or anything like that?
I just thought, yeah, so remove extremism definition that Michael Gove introduced. Really? Are they that brazen?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What next? Just remove all the terrorism laws too. You can just crack on.
You just carry on. I mean, who the hell do these people think they are? I mean, what are the actual numbers of these people? You know, they're just threatening Starmer to say, look, we're not going to vote for you unless you do that. Now, they are very proactive in voting. There's no doubt about that.
Ah, well, before we move on to some of these ridiculous demands, they're claiming they've got a 4 million voting block. liars. There is 4 million Muslims, but I'm sorry, but 33% of them are under 15 and can't vote. And actually, 50% of them are under 25. Now, if you look at the record of voting for under 25s, well, in 2019, only half of them voted. And it never made a difference to the general election. It never made a difference to the Brexit vote. So they've got about roughly 2 million adults, but not all of them are going to vote, are they?
No.
No. So we'll go through one of the areas just to see how successful we've been. But should we have a look at some more of these policies?
Please do.
Policies, demands. All right, well, I bet my favourite was remove the extremism. Who wants to go next?
I like anybody with the name Mohammed has got to get cheaper insurance because they're fed up of having expensive insurance as soon as you say your name is Mohammed. Now, I don't know how many women are called Mohammed, but there you go.
No, they're not allowed to drive. But anyway, what about Abdul? He's all right, though.
Abdul's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not as many as them. I've just spotted one there. It's also demanding a law that criminalises spiritual and religious leaders from instructing their congregation how to vote. Now, so you've got all these religious leaders instructing that. I'm sorry. I thought we lived in a democratic society where you chose what to vote.
We do, Trev, but these 18 demands want to reverse all that, and then it's in the hands of Islam.
And they're trying to dictate national policy, end military ties with Israel, issue guidance that Muslims are allowed to pray at school. I mean, what the hell? Where did they get this crap from?
It should be just had a precedent on that. That's not happening. Sorry. No,
gone. You know? I just can't get over it.
One of the supporters here, Mohammed Jahal. I mean, God knows how much his insurance is, huh?
Is he the one who's the one of the Hizbut Tahrir leaders who are now banned? Prescribed.
Yeah. Hizbut Tahrir leader.
Yeah, I bet you it is. Cost a bomb. Now, I just think, oh, this is hilarious. So they're going to remove the extremism law. Wonder why? Then they're going to adopt the definition, the APP, is that the old parliamentary, whatever, definition of Islamophobia. So basically, we're going to do what we want then. We're not extremists. If you say anything, you're Islamophobic. See where this is going.
Yeah. Oh, the one thing that really got me, which I thought, this is going to get HMRC, was because they wanted to ensure Sharia-compliant pensions are available at every workplace. Now, who determines what is Sharia-compliant? They do. They're in our country. They do what we say regarding their pensions and do what our laws tell the rest of us to do. Who the hell is this minority to keep on actually telling us what we can and what we can't do? No. The answer is no. You've got to stand up now and you've got to say, no, do us a favor. If you don't like it, shove off. Get lost. That's it. We're sick and tired of you people trying to determine exactly how we're going to live in this life. And you're taking advantage of liberal attitudes of the left. Well, hey, I've got another message for you. The left are into LGBTQ+, which you're not into. Right, so what are you going to do? Is there going to be a meeting of minds? What's Keir going to do about that, Stats?
I don't know, but he's definitely not going to recognise Palestine as a state, is he? Because this is another one. That's going to be difficult at the minute. One, it isn't a state. Never has been a state. Well, you're just going to invent one. Just pretend. All this is absolute pie in the sky. And most of it's just totally to just change our whole constitutional monarchy system so Islam can do what it wants.
Nah.
Well, again, how do you square that circle? I mean, you know, as regards the LGBT crew, etc. So you've got a massive faction in the Labour left, which are the LGBTQ, etc., whatever they are, and then you've got the Islamic and Muslim side of the Labour Party, they were completely at odds with the other side of it. So how are you going to square that circle?
Yeah, well, that should be put to Wes Streeting. What a turncoat that MP is.
I tell you what, he's shown his colours, hasn't he, over the last week or so?
Oh, God. You know? Go ahead, Mark.
How much is this going to be effective? Because in my opinion, not very effective at all. They're under some illusion that they're going to take over really soon. And a lot of the people are worried too. Yeah, do you know what? It's probably going to happen in the future. But I've just had a little look. So I'm thinking, they're only going to win a few council seats in areas where there's high proportions of Muslims, correct? Well, I'm not being funny. Well, they're not going to have any sway doing that. The fake conservatives had an 80-seat majority since 2019, have got absolutely nothing done. So if these idiots think they're going to change everything with a few councillors, then dream on. And this is why. So I looked at Bradford. I thought, that'll be an area, won't it? So we have a look. So in Bradford, there was 9 independents who were Muslims who've just been voted in. Only 7 of them were pro-Palestine candidates. There's 90 seats in Bradford.
Yeah,
and 21 of them were actually Muslims who were still with Labour, not the Muslim vote. So that overwhelming majority are still doing what they normally do. There was one Muslim conservative, and there was nine Greens. So on their website, it said that there was no overall control, but when I've counted them, actually Labour have 49. So what are these few councillors actually going to influence when they can't even influence the vote on the local council because Labour will be whipped more times than Red Rum? So they're not getting anywhere, are they? So this is what makes me laugh. So he's mentioned Starmer. What's he going to do? Well, he says, I am determined to meet your concerns and to gain your respect and good luck and trust again in the future. He's not going to meet their demands. He literally can't. This is more weasel words to get their vote because there's an election coming up. What he should be doing is saying, whoa, hang on, stop all this. This is anti-everything our country is about, and this is not happening.
He should be standing up for this country.
Liar and a fraud. Watch.
Have you not seen the latest that's come out today? I've got a report on it today that there's a faction again in the Labour Party that want Starmer to stop using the red, white and blue on leaflets. They're refusing to go out and post the leaflets if they've got red, white and blue.
Prats.
On the leaflets. And they're the foot soldiers are just saying, we're not delivering them. If you don't take that colouring out,
what is their problem? Get them out of this country. If they don't want to hold up the flag of their country, get them out. Who the hell do they think they are? They are really, really so detrimental to the true interests of people in this country. People have got to stand up and call it as it is. Get out. Shove it where the sun doesn't shine. Go ahead, Mark.
Just mock them. Look, I think these people are slightly new to politics. I think they're going to find out really quickly that it ain't that easy to get done what you think you can get done, especially not when there's a farting few of you who are going to stamp your feet and cry. It's not happening, but good luck anyway.
Yep.
And well, obviously everyone's moaning, right? But if they look at the facts and the figures, if everyone just came out and voted, these wouldn't even be a problem.
Yep. If everyone came, that's what Labour and these people, the Muslims, rely upon. They rely upon because the turnouts were only like 20%. The maximum turnout was in London with 40%, I think. There was maybe one other, which was an odd case. But, I mean, the turnouts are low. So if you consider how many people are not voting, they're the problem. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, think about it. How many people in the country? 65, 70 million, whatever they're declaring. And they've got less than 2 million to vote. Oh, yeah, they're going to take over quick, aren't they?
Yeah. They've had it now. They've peaked. They've peaked, and it's now time, and everybody is beginning to see that's a problem.
True colours, John. These 18 demands, they're showing their true colours.
Oh, yeah.
Go through all of them, and I advise people, if they haven't already, because obviously we've been a little busy doing other stuff, would like to have got this out sooner, but just go through and piece them all together and look what they're trying to do here. Oh. It's blatantly obvious, and it isn't going to work. You've gone off way too soon.
Nah. If we don't stop it, we have to stop it. It's as simple as that. I advocate castration. Nuts off!
Well, that's what they used to do to all their slaves back in the day. So, you know.
Nuts off! That's it. We get it sorted out. Especially that guy. Who's that? Who's that big beef that they keep on putting up? Is like sort of Mr. Super Guy. What's his name?
Mohammed Hijab.
What the hell? I mean, that guy. I mean, if he met some real Ultimate Fight Club people, even the older ones, I mean, that guy would just be mincemeat. You know, but they're putting him up like, you know, like they're a big champion.
This is the problem, you see. This is why I think, actually, the more they say, oh, it's the fastest growing religion. Yeah, whatever. Look at the quality of the scholars over the years. Well, this is who they're all referring to as being their scholars now of Islam. Ali Dawah and Muhammad Hijab. It's like, how funny is that? Like, really? These are the best you've got to offer? Oh, I wouldn't say fastest growing. I'd say the opposite.
There are kickboxers that I would put up against that chap, you know, who are not even famous people. In fact, there are, I would say, some SIA badged people or SAI. No, what is it, Mark? Is it SIA?
It is, yeah.
Right. Badge people that I would put up against them, okay, because that would absolutely wipe this guy out, you know, with no problem.
That's all he does. When he debates, he just says, I will fight you. It's like, oh, okay. Because showing true colors again, yeah?
Yeah. I think I know some...
I want to fight you. It's like, wonder where you got that from?
I think I know some Liverpool grandmothers that probably kicked the living daylights out of him, but there you go.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, okay. Well, we're going to kick the living daylights out of another subject, and this is a favorite of the Gazelles, because Gazelle, are you going to be going down for the problem of $1.8 billion after an inspection by the government?
Yeah, a long time coming. I mean, we...
It's all your fault. You know that, don't you?
Of course, it's all my fault. Everything that happens in Warrington is my fault. I take full responsibility for it.
$1.8 billion.
Yeah, it's only chicken feed. I'll soon get that back. I nearly won that on the Eurovision this weekend.
£47. Oh, we're going to be. You're going to be in the papers again because you're going to be saying, "Oh, he's associated with right wingers, okay?
Yeah,
white
yeah,
supremacists.
Yeah. Bring it on! Bring
Give me
it
a pointy
on.
Hat. Somebody got a pointy
and
hat.
I had. Well, I remember this. I had some Muppet the other night. Can't remember his name now. Some conservative, anyway. On a social media saying that. Reform put up three or four very poor quality. How rude. How rude.
Remind me again, how many Conservative councillors are there in Warrington now?
Him.
Is that how he identifies, or is it just one we're talking about?
I can't remember. Yeah, no, the only councillor is him. And I can't remember his name.
So there's only one. How many Conservative councillors were there before?
There were 10.
Yeah. Oh.
And they all got wiped out. Oh, hang on, I found it. Robert Tynan, his name. From memory, there were only three or four Reform candidates, and they were of a very poor standard. Well, Mr. Tynan, I'll just say that we actually got a lot more votes than you did, apart from in your ward, where you was the only one that was actually elected again out of the cookie crew. And good luck on your own in there. And actually, there were five Reform candidates, not three or four. And all the candidates did very, very well, actually, for their first outing. Ranging from 25%, 24%, 22% and downwards, which was absolutely excellent. And we beat the Conservatives in virtually every ward that we put them in. So,
God, Trev, how poor must the Conservatives be in Warrington when they were standing as the anti-debt? I mean, they couldn't even do that properly, mate.
Okay, it's like unbelievable.
Billion, they're meant to be
absolute. Oh, I mean, what a piece of poo he is. Yes, I said it, sir. Piece of poo. That's what you are. You've got a terrible way with words, and you shouldn't even be there. If it was up to me, I'd sack you tomorrow. But anyway, there we go. But let's not fall out.
Hang on, before you move on, maybe with the offers open there, what was his name?
Forgot it again.
Tynan.
Robert Tynan.
We gave Robert the chance to come on and explain himself.
Yeah.
He can most definitely come on and explain himself.
Yeah, Robbie, come on.
Come on,
we bring it on, sir. We can arrange that, no problem.
UFC in audio.
I mean, the comments, I mean, that's just typical. I mean, they call them the nasty party, don't they?
I can just see it, Trevor.
I haven't gone for that.
Opposite sides of the ring. And now we have the Gazelle, and the Gazelle is now starting to move to the center of the ring, and he's commanding the center of the ring. Center. Never usually, because he's usually centre-right. Whoa.
Definitely centre-right. But, I mean, this...
right.
For me, it's just a frightened little sheep who sat in the corner on his own. And
he's looking for Bo Peep.
And he just said, you know, vote reform, and basically I and my little protest group, he said, have allowed Labour in. No, sorry. 14 years of grinding this country to dust is allowed to labouring. You muppet.
Yep.
If they were a decent opposition, everyone would have voted for them, but sadly, they're really not.
Let's get back to the subject. Inspection ordered a debt-ridden council. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, Trevor. What's going on? Is anybody going to be done for this? We need somebody to be actually arrested. Anybody being arrested?
No. Is it going to be done? No. This was suggested a while ago. It's been going on a long time, this. As we brought this up on the podcast, I'd say definitely 4 or 5 months ago, and it's finally starting to happen. They're going in now, they being the government, and isn't it very odd timing? The 2nd of May was the local elections when Bowden and Mitchell walked off. That's Rusty Nail Bowden, by the way, and the Gough Mitchell. Have now left office. And within weeks of that, now the government are moving in. And apparently the Warrington Council have refused to hand over key information to the auditors, Grant Thornton.
I wonder why. Is it withholding certain evidence that may be incriminating?
Ah, well, now that's for you to, work out, another. Isn't it? Now, like, and again, how many times have we raised this issue? So, I mean, it's a scandal, isn't it? It's an absolute scandal. What are we going to get? I don't think we're going to get much.
Oh, we are. Some of the findings are starting to point out the inadequacy of due diligence done on some of the investments. Go ahead, Stats.
Yeah, of course. That's just a quick one. That's the first thing I'd inspect is their bank accounts. I'm telling you, that's the fair. I'd be like, right, you hang through your bank accounts.
Yep.
Well, poof.
You never know.
That is controversial. Poof. That's
poof.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was literally, what was it, a matter of months that they've just finally signed over the 2018-2019 accounts.
2019! We're now in 2024!
Yeah, but we've got the others to follow, because you can't sign them off without signing off the 2018. And then off the top of my head, and this is just literally what I've...
I'm looking at the top of your head, and I can see writing on it. Go on.
Yeah, you can, and it's... I mean, again, I can't believe how many times I've said this, how many times I've pointed it out, and I've said it to Rusty Nail himself on a forum. I was chatting with him. Well, man to man it was. Well, man to Rusty Forum.
UFC, was it? Man to man?
No, it was man to Rusty Nail. Anyway.
We have Rusty Nail in the left-hand corner, and we have the Gazelle in the right-hand corner, and they're coming to meet in the middle. Rusty sits there, throws a very, very fake left, and the Gazelle throws a really, really hard right.
You're right there. I've got a lot of fighting going over the next couple of weeks, I'll have you know, so I've got to be in peak fitness. And so... You've got, as I pointed out to Rusty Nail at the time, what right have you got to gamble with my money? Because that's my money, that's my council tax. And these are just absolute gambles, which here we are again, 2 to 3, 4 years on, Together Energy gone kaput, gone bust, with losses of around 30 million.
What about those loans to the bank, to that guy?
Well, you've got Birchwood Park that was bought offshore for $223 million, and it's now valued at $180 million, right? So what have you lost there? That's another $50 million you've lost. You've $30 million on Together Energy. You've got Times Square, which is another. It all rings a bell at $230 million to Times Square, something like that. That's now valued at nothing like that. Redwood Bank was bought at they threw in something like $30 million. That's just been valued at $23 million, so they've lost $7 million on there. And it goes on and on and on. It's an absolute utter shambles. And yet the constituents have just voted a full quota of Labour back in.
Idiots. It's absolute
bizarre.
I don't mind calling the Warrington Labour voters idiots.
All I've got to say is suffer your consequences. And I'll say that to all them that voted Labour back in. But the problem is that they've dragged the rest of us down with them.
Yeah.
Right? By voting them back in. All right. You've got a protest vote against the Conservatives. I understand that. And thank you again. Thank you so much for voting for Reform UK. We got a big, big chunk of the vote. As I say, 25% of the vote in some wards. And we only fielded 5 candidates. So that is, and thank you so much for voting for us. And, but again, you voted Labour back in. So whoever did that, well, suffer your consequences and don't come running to me for any sympathy.
Especially when your council tax goes up way, way, way above the norm.
It's gone up 4.99 for as long as I can ever remember. When Wigan council tax has not gone up at all, it's been frozen for 7 years. And they've got the same cuts as Warrington have got, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've gone round and round in circles with this. But again, here we go again. They voted them back in, so suffer your consequences. That's all I can say. Because I don't really give two oops, because as soon as I can, I'm off to Greece. I'll stuff the lawyer.
Oh, it's so many people just decided. They just said, nah, stuff it. We're absolutely fed up of the UK. We're fed up of it. Problem is, where are they going to get the tax to pay for all these migrants?
Well,
if all the people who are paying tax go elsewhere.
Well, exactly.
And if the smart ones will actually be getting their place of residence situated in other countries so that they will be paying the tax in other countries for their earnings on anything that comes from the UK, derived from there.
So we've got anybody who's highly educated, i.e. doctors, nurses, etc., who basically, as I keep saying, they study with the best quality of knowledge, whatever, in Great Britain. Then they study, they qualify, then they emigrate. They go to New Zealand, they go to Germany, they go to wherever they have to go to on massive amounts of money. Why we continually pull in third world people to run our NHS.
Correct. Go ahead, Mark.
That's it.
Did nobody see this one coming? Once we plundered all these countries of their skilled workers, what did they think were coming next? It's not rocket science. The unskilled are coming.
Yep.
For the fact that there's no skill left in their country, really, they're like, oh, well, our country's going even more down the pan. Well, where did they all go? Oh, we'll go there. Jesus. Honestly, cretins we've had in charge for how long now?
I've just been watching a report again on Denmark. Denmark have done it. Netherlands have done it. Germany's now doing it. They're freezing migration. They're freezing any
Italy is doing it as well.
Italy's doing it, going into their country. And these are the people with the shouting from the rooftops about the Schengen.
Yeah.
You know, there are no borders. We're all one. We're all one people. Oh, not anymore, they're not.
It seems we're at the back of the queue here. We're last to got cotton onto all this. People go and look at what the likes of Pakistan are doing with the Afghanis and what Tunisia are currently doing.
No, it's got to end. It's got to end. And
well, it won't end with Labour, will it? Because when Labour get in,
if they become enablers, I'm telling you now, there's going to be a massive backlash because people are going to wake up and these low turnouts that Labour depend upon are going to disappear. People are going to start coming out more and more. Just like in Ireland. You see the big protests in Ireland that are going on?
Yeah, the big far-right fascists. I was watching it the other night on 2CTV, and you should have seen some of the far-right fascists. They were walking along, pushing their prams.
Prams, yeah.
All women, it was. All pushing their prams and holding the hands of their children. God, they look vicious. They were real far-right fascists, they were.
The mainstream in this country, and the left-wingers, you know, they're the biggest bunch of bullshit artists I've ever come across. And everybody should actually stop saying, no, we're not going to listen to you anymore. In fact, if I really, really had a choice, I would advise everybody to down tools and just do not comply with anything. Just don't comply. Because You could bring this whole country to a halt if everybody just turned around and said, "No, we're not doing that anymore. Don't pay the utility companies."
A general strike.
You know, they would drop. They would drop like flies and just start. They would start. What they would do is they would pick on the ringleaders, you know, the people that are headlining, and trying to hit them. Same way Jack Straw did when there were those petrol strikes all those years ago. Petrol issues. Go ahead, Mark.
Just like the lockdowns. That's why I'm not full of confidence on this one.
Yeah. Well, people have got to wake up. They've got to realize that, you know, this is not the country, or it's not being run by the people who are patriotic. I'm sorry, but if you think that these people are patriotic, and if you think the people behind the scenes are patriotic, and I'm giving a little bit of a hint here, MI5, MI6, I'm talking about the army, start thinking very carefully about who your real paymasters are. Because the politicians are not going to actually really last forever. So if you're going to put all your backing behind Keir Starmer, realize what you're putting your backing behind. Because once the people turn, that's it. You've got a problem. And once they lose faith on you...
Yeah, I'm the same with Mark here. I've got no faith in this. You've got politicians there. What's her name? Elphick, is it? Who's gone from...
Yeah.
From I'd say...
centre-right.
Well, certainly centre-right. Yes, yeah, certainly centre-right. They have no morals, do they?
No, she just wants to remain in a job. And also, it's all to do with...
nothing.
It's all to do with fighting an election in a particular area. And if you lose, you do get a bonus. So if you're kicked out of the job, not only do you get the pension, but you also get a bonus. And this is some of the manipulations that are going on. I'm not saying it's her, but I'm saying that's the system.
Well, it is her. She's done it.
Yep.
Well, so it is her.
I think
we
the
can't
figure
get away
is
from that.
£30,000.
Yeah, she's gone from a right of centre.
Yep.
And, you know, and again, I mean, I don't use analogies on football because I don't watch football, but it's the same as... It's like somebody going for a mint.
Yeah, that's because you're not a Liverpudlian.
Going from Liverpool across to Manchester United. I mean, there's no bigger rivals than those two.
Oh, no, Liverpool and Everton. And Everton got the upper hand the other week. But, I mean, you know, you got to give them something in so many
ways. Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, that's probably what it's like. I mean, it doesn't happen, does it? I mean, you can understand people going to some that's got an allegiance with them, a bit of a that, but it's the polar opposites.
Yep.
And it just shows what she's like. She's got no morals, no nothing.
No nothing.
On the plus side, though, it's upset all the socialists. So the Muslims aren't happy with Keir, and neither the socialists. So he's going to have a fun time, isn't he?
Indeed.
That is that benefit. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
All right,
I'm calling it there. Go on.
Yeah.
I have to call the SIA people out to come and get rid of you? That's it. We're calling it there. Any shout outs, shout downs?
No, just a statement, really. That's all.
Go on. What's your statement?
I mean, I've done my shout down with what's his name? I can't remember his name. That's how important he is.
Tynan. Anyway.
Yeah, so I came out of the chippy last night with a. Meat potato pie, bars, chips, mushy peas, and a jumbo sausage. Oh, and a poor homeless man, he was sitting there and he said, "I've not eaten for 2 days." And I said, "I wish I had your willpower." Right? It's a joke. Okay, it's a joke. It didn't happen. Okay? Just a joke.
It did. We know it's that's why we're laughing. Nobody's getting your meat and potato pie.
Right. And it wasn't Greenwood chippy, by the way.
If you walked out with a jumbo sausage, I want to know, did you walk in with a jumbo sausage?
No, we're back to Keir Starmer and the thing of that, aren't we?
Yeah, okay. Statsman, go ahead.
You know, back to being Victor Meldrew. I was enjoying the jokes, but I'm not happy. Shouting down, just stop. The insanity, just stop, oil. How dare they attack Magna Carta?
Oh, that is just outrageous.
I tell you what, these people, apparently they weren't going to destroy the document. Yeah, right. You couldn't even break the flipping glass, you bunch of febs. What is, these are another bunch of people that are totally pointless. So according to them now, we'll just stop all the oil, right? Everything tomorrow. So everyone's got to die, right? To save the planet from plant food. Honestly, I think these people all need sectioning. A lot of
sectioning.
Them.
They need taken away to a foreign island somewhere like Guantanamo Bay and just leave them there and let them talk it over end to the Rwanda. End of existence.
Yeah, Rwanda for them, lot.
Rwanda.
What? I don't know what they're hoping to achieve, because all this is doing is just massively putting people off. Even people who kind of were with them, and really not anymore. They're an embarrassment.
Did you see that spokeslady from Rwanda? For the government? Wow. What an attractive lady she was. Real lady. And I've never seen anybody with teeth whiter. I mean, I have to be honest with you.
Well, dentist over there, mate, you know.
I'm telling you. I tell you, you know, well, let's put it this way. I bet you she gets action from a dentist. What do we get over here?
Nothing. Nada. And in fact, Rwanda are to teeth what the Turkish are to hair. So...
What a delight.
Okay. I've got a big problem with my friend Robbie Stobby, because he's married to a beautiful lady who is Monica, and she's a Nigerian Monica. She's a lovely person, and she won't be looking at me the same after I've ended up in the Sunday papers for being a white supremacist next time we go there. That's going to be a very awkward situation.
How many white hats have you sold? White pointy hats.
I've actually, well, you wouldn't believe it.
You're
I've
doing
had an
well.
Increase in sales.
He's like the worst white supremacist ever, isn't he?
I know. All right. Okay, Mark, say goodnight.
Good night. And of course, farewell to our lovely listeners. Thanks for tuning in. See you all again soon.
Well, I don't know what people are going to be thinking about it, because they're going to have me down as a white supremacist, but I'm not. I'm proud to be white. I'm proud to be white. In this country that makes you want to be, they keep on telling you to be ashamed of what you are. Hey, kiss it. It isn't going to happen. Simple.
I sent it by Uber, actually. So has it arrived yet, your new hat? I sent it by Uber. It was a little coloured fella on a push bike, and he's on his way to Ellesmere Port now with a pointy hat.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, no, that's all right then. I look forward to taking a picture of him delivering it.
Yeah. All and I hope he's not crusty with his, you know, with his takeaways.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Good night, bigots.
Bye. Bye, Robert. Bye.
And all those effeminate men in dresses. There we go.
Yeah. Steve.